Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Al Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Steib. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oil Ken Boyd. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Mosby reaches second base with a double. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. Mosby moves to third. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mullinix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easler for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stibe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barfield. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Rice reaches second base with a double. Hoffman scores. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields it and throws to home to get Buckner. Rice moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullenix strikes out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gedman fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Evans scores. Boggs moves to third. It's Blue Jays, 3, Red Sox, 3. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Steve Davis now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Easler hits a line drive into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rans Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullinix hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Evans reaches second base with a double. Hoffman moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to first for one, and the throw to the plate, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Barfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Mullenix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gettman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Caudill now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mosby hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Bell reaches second base with a double. Mullinix moves to third. Steve Crawford now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullinix scores. Bell moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 3 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Romine pinch runs for Mike Easler. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett strikes out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romine moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Romine moves to third. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing left field. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a fly ball into left field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach pinch hits for Garth Eorg. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows pinch hits for Tony Fernandez. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Toronto Blue Jays, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.